Very less freedom, man has, is a choice of attitude to any given set of circumstances. This last sentence, if you're willing to really hear it, can be one of the most liberating understandings you will come across. Regardless of circumstances, you can choose your attitude. What stops us choosing a better attitude? Our judgments. Our past judgments create our beliefs. Our beliefs create our perception of reality. And we all live with a different perception of reality. Everyone's reality is different. We all see things differently because we've all got different realities. Let's take a look at judgments. I believe that learning to withhold judgments is the greatest gift you can give yourself. A judgment is a filter. A polarized opinion, white is good for me, black is bad. And you've just removed all shades of grey from your perception. This is not to say we can't have a preference towards something, but withholding judgments allows us to explore all possibilities. Often when we are in our thought system, we might know we are creating the discomfort we are feeling, but we can't let go because we feel we've got the right to feel bad. We are now stuck in the stubbornness of the ego. The ego, like a scavenger dog, wants to lay the blame at the feet of everyone but itself. And it thinks it is you. And when you're stuck in your thought system, you think it's you. Your ego might be saying that you've got every right to feel this way, after the way you've been treated, or because of what's happened to you. It wasn't fair, there's no justice. Life isn't fair or just, it just is. Let's look at being hurt by a person with a lack of integrity, empathy and compassion. This person is really a victim of themselves. Do you really want to buy into their problem and remain a victim of them? Or would you rather be a survivor and choose to be happy? If a person is having a bad day and takes it out on you, do you really want to give your power away by buying into the life situation that they are creating for themselves? It's their problem, not yours. It's not yours until you buy into it. You always have a choice. You can choose to be upset, or you can choose to dismiss it and be happy. You can blame someone else for the way you feel. But it's only you that can create the thoughts and the associated feelings. But who or what is you? What am I? Who am I? A question that I'm sure many people come to ask themselves at some time during their life. Would we be happy with the proposal that we are like a cell in the body? Most people probably not. Not unless they are the most powerful cell, the king cell, the boss cell, the most beautiful cell, the richest cell, or the top order of cells. But every cell in the body is important to the health and function of the body. All are interdependent. Without this interdependence, the body won't survive, and every cell is designed to provide and protect health of the whole body. To give. That is apart from a cancerous cell that takes more than it gives and in turn destroys the body and itself through its action. Each cell is a creator in its own right with its own integrity. The difference is that we have conscious choice, and as the saying goes, higher than angels. Angels are said to be servants without conscious choice. So we have the choice to be angelic or devilish, a choice to live with integrity or to live without it. So if we assume that we're part of something greater, then what are we? What do you really know about your body? It's yours, but is it really you? Can you feel the wetness of the blood that runs through the hands, or the individual bones and muscles of the fingers, or the tips of the fingers, in mid-air, or even the different fingers without actually having to move them. You might feel some sensations, but that's about it. Is there any place in that hand where you can find yourself? In fact, you could chop that hand off and still be here. And you won't find yourself in the arms or legs either. What about the physical heart? Well, you can have an heart transplant and you'll still be here. What about the brain? We know that brain damage can cause some memory loss, but you were around before you had those experiences, so the memories are not you. You won't find yourself in any part of the brain. We must be the feelings then. But the feelings are a result of thoughts. So now we're getting somewhere, the thoughts. But you didn't have these thoughts before you learned a language. So you're not even your thoughts. Okay, so we're not the body, the heart, the brain, the feelings, the thoughts. So what are we? Let's take a look outside first. All we see is separate things in form. And we have given these separate things a separate identity. And all separate things place stress on other separate things. Planets have a gravitational pull on other planets. My body is planted firmly to the ground by the Earth's gravitational pull. That thing in the mirror stresses me, as I see the skin wrinkle and sag. I see and identify myself as a thing. I see other people as things. And I think that that thing is judging this thing, me. The thing I see in the mirror isn't me, it's just a reflection of light waves that come from my body and reflect from the mirror. But as we've discovered, the body isn't me. I can't find myself anywhere in the body. Through our conditioned thought system, we have reduced all things to separate things and placed judgments on them, and in turn, identified ourselves as a separate thing to be stressed. We formed the belief that becomes our perception of this universe of things, and things place stress on other things in this world of form. There's two things that can't be stressed, though. Nothing and everything. You can't place stress on nothing, and everything can't be stressed because it contains all things, and so by definition, is not separate. So let's take a look inside to try and find ourselves. If we point our finger to the centre of our eyes and suspend our thought and look back inside to see if we can find ourselves, you'll find that there's nothing there that's you. You can't see your eyes, your mouth or your nose. Or anything being you. In fact, if you look back this way, you'll find only a formless awareness, just like a hole where your head should be. Just imagine as you move your hands from the side of your head to the back side of your head, they disappear out of your awareness. They disappear into this hole. Move your finger below your chin and see the finger disappear into this hole of awareness. Move your hand back and forth above your head and watch it disappear and reappear. We might look at this hole as a funnel into your mind, a funnel that stretches off into infinity. Now look back and see what is in this funnel that you thought was your head. You will find nothing but pure awareness. This funnel of pure awareness is filled with what? Everything. Everything that streams in through the funnel of your conscious awareness. Looking towards a starry sky, your awareness is filled with the universe of stars. Or in a room, the chairs, the tables, or whatever's in that room, it's filled with all things. Now the interesting thing here is that the only two things that can't be stressed is nothing and everything. And yet we are both these things at the same time. So where does our stress come from? Reducing everything to separate things that we have judged as good or bad for us. And as we separate these things, we separate ourselves through our judgment about the things in our awareness. A judgment creates a filter over our awareness. And we start to perceive the world through multiple filters. And in doing so, create our own separate reality. everyone has developed a different set of filters due to different judgments of their life situations, so everyone is a different reality. A judgment creates a polarized opinion, and all shades of grey are lost from our perception. A judgment creates a filter that only sees things agree with that judgment. And as that judgment becomes a belief, we no longer see true reality, just our own perception of reality. Now, seeing is not believing. It's what we believe that we see. And we believe that we are this separate, small, insignificant, little thing of flesh and bones living in a world of things that create stress, and yet we are nothing and everything at the same time. When you open your eyes in the morning, you become aware, as your funnel of awareness opens up to let everything in, and now you are the creator of your own universe. Now, this universe filtered through a negative belief system may cause you to see drama, as your imagination sees only the negatives in the day. Now your awareness is filled with a negative imagination formed through negative beliefs. Your subconscious programmed thought system, this thought system that isn't you, that can't tell the difference between a real or imagined experience, now becomes the creator of your experience. Your judgment system begins to focus on your perception by filtering through drama in every area. You even find the most trivial things to dramatize about. This filtering is taking place in the part of your programmed thought system that you thought was you, creating negative feelings that you thought was you. You are the creator, the main actor, the producer, and the director of your own experience through your own free will. But you might think you've got no free will because you've developed the habit of thinking this way. Your perception is like a magnifying glass looking for the smallest drama to amplify. You are the creator of this. Understand this and you can liberate yourself to create a much more exciting and harmonious universe to experience. If there is God, then we are God smelling the rose. How else could everything that is experience itself? We have been given free will to create any experience, and we are the center of our own universe. Think about this. Just think about it for a moment. This universe no longer exists when you're not aware of it. Such as when you go to sleep at night, your universe closes down. You are the center of your own universe, the creator of your own reality, and everything that exists in this reality is a part of you, not apart from you. We are no thing and everything at the same time. There is no separation. The universe doesn't exist for you until it is in your awareness. You go to sleep at night and this funnel of awareness closes down. You might start to dream and be living in a different reality where you can fly and all sorts of strange things happen. And it might all seem very real at the time. But is that so much stranger than the illusions we create through our judgment filters to create this reality we experience? Your bank balance, whether overflowing or empty, doesn't exist until you become aware of it in your thoughts. If you have no judgment about its contents, it places no stress on you. If you are upset after reading a bank statement due to lack of funds, then you've judged it as being good or bad for you. It isn't good or bad, it just is. And if you were happy before reading the statement, then what's stopping you being happy now? I like the Dalai Lama's comments to a reporter when asked what he thought about the Australian Prime Minister and leader of the opposition not committing to a meeting because of pressure from China. His response was, "I'll be happy if they do, and I'll be happy if they don't." No judgment at all, and a lesson for us all. He chose to be happy regardless of the situation or the outcome. A shift to our heart in the way of thinking. What does this mean? We know that the physical heart isn't us, but let's consider the spiritual heart, the centre of our being, the centre of our universe, the very essence of what we are, changeless over time. From this centre we feel harmony, and everything has a purpose, and all things are fine just the way they are, a place of inner wisdom and understanding. From this place we feel love and compassion for others that suffer. We recognise our own suffering, a sense of acceptance and understanding about the true self and the true self of others, often hidden by the ego self. From this place we feel harmony, that everything has a purpose and that all things are fine just the way they are. It's a place of inner wisdom and understanding. From this place we feel love and compassion for others that suffer, as we recognise our own suffering, a sense of acceptance and understanding about our true self and the true self of others, often hidden behind the ego self. From this place we are more in touch with reality, our own reality, and we see the illusion of reality that others create. From this place we are feeling love and compassion, the feelings of higher consciousness. In this place there is no room for fear. From this place we feel serenity. When we go down through this funnel of awareness to its core, to the very centre of our being, we feel before we think. The programmed thought system is all about thinking, then feeling, but the heart system is all about feeling, and then thinking. When you process your thoughts through your heart, they are very different to the thoughts processed through the head. Processed through the heart, the curtain of our judgment is drawn back and reality becomes clearer. A lady who came to see me complained about her husband's bad moods, excessive drinking, isolating himself from his family, saw a different perception of him when processing this through the heart. She said she understood how he must feel. He'd been made redundant a year before. Because of his age, he couldn't get a similar position, so he had to take on a job that he didn't particularly enjoy. There was also a big reduction in his income. She said he was always a hard worker, a good provider for his family. The loss of his job, position and income must have been a much greater issue for him than it was for the rest of the family. She started to see that he was the one suffering. She said he was such a good man, a kind, caring, loving, honest man. And all she had to do was to show him her unconditional love, and he would soon see that he was much more than a job or a position. He was a kind, caring, loving man, adored by his family for just being the person that he is. The egotistical thought system can strip us of our integrity. It can always find justification to manipulate, lie, cheat, steal. And in doing so, we lure ourselves to the world of wants that are never satisfied. Prisons are full of such people. It's a dog-eat-dog world, they think. But a dog is more likely to wag its tail than its tongue. This is the reason why so many people look to pets, for the love and affection denied them by others. Integrity is not a given, it's a choice. Live through the heart with love and compassion, and your actions would always have integrity. You are being true to yourself. Your true self, the essence of what you truly are. The one thing that can't be taken from you is your choice to choose your attitude to any of life's given situations. And your attitude will determine your integrity, and your integrity, your happiness. Without integrity, there can be no true joy in living. So live with integrity.